way of being. Your thoughts are creating your behavior. Your behavior is creating what people are seeing. They're making conclusions about what you're behaving, and that behavior is coming from what you're thinking. It's revealing everything, and you're not able to attract what you really want because of the neediness. And the best way to get over the neediness, there's probably lots of ways, but it's going back to what we talked about. Find something to be grateful for right now. Find your sense of power. Be in this moment when you realize all is well. Yes, you want the deal or you want more sales or whatever it happens to be, but it needs to come from a place of I'm okay and this is okay, and if this deal doesn't work out, another one will. You have to have that sense of faith, security, trust in order for you to attract more of what you want. Otherwise, people are going to sense it and they don't want to do business with you.
Yep. I think when people, they can smell it, they can sense it, they can feel it, and they're repelled by it.
Yes.
Okay. You have a chapter called What is Really Stopping You? And I think this is a huge problem in today's world. And so many people, as you said at the very beginning of our call about you had been a victim at one time,
yes.
Not only has the media caused that, but we won't go there again. We've already been there. But the lack of action of what people have all these dreams, but it's like they want someone else to, one, knight them and give them permission to do it, or two, tell them how to do it, or just do it for them.
Yep. And the grand secret here is you just have to do it yourself, and you start with whatever you have and wherever you are. I have some stories in the book. One is about the movie What the Bleep, which was out years ago, and it's still worth seeing if people haven't seen it.
You know, I watch that movie on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Well, I've got to befriend the director, Will Arntz, and I asked him about it, and he had the idea for it. He had no movie experience. And he hired an editor to film the different people that were going to be in it. He created a storyline. He just started where he was. This is not a movie director. This is not a guy with movie experience. This is not a guy with movie connections. He just has an idea, which is where it starts for most of us. We get an idea, but the average person says, I don't have the time, I don't have the money, I don't have the experience, I don't have the education. They just list all the bull, all the excuses. Will didn't. And in fact, during the process of editing the movie, his editor quit. And Will, who had no editing experience but had been sitting there looking over the shoulder of the editor, decided he's now the editor of the movie. And Will sat there and edited his own movie. And of course, What the Bleep became very successful, one of the first independent movies about spirituality, metaphysics, quantum reality, and so forth. It paved the way for movies like The Secret. And then the movie The Tapping Solution, which is about EFT, emotional freedom techniques. Nick Ortner, I interviewed him about this, and I said, did you have any experience making movies? And he said, I had a Blockbuster rental card.
I remember you reading that in the book, yeah.
And I loved it. He said, I had absolutely no experience. He said, I tapped out my credit cards. I bought movie equipment. I read the manuals. And he knew he had watched enough movies, all of us have, but in his case, he decided this is good. His story told him, I can do that too. And he went ahead and made his movie. There are countless stories of people doing this. Me saying that I wasn't a musician, and then all of a sudden I'm in Rolling Stone, and I've got four albums out. I'm taking action. And again, that's the key. Even the people who are big fans of the law of attraction and they've seen the movie The Secret and they're gurus for it or disciples of it and so forth, they forget that the word action is in the word attraction.
Yes.
Law of attraction. Action is the missing ingredient. And that's the number one thing I see people not doing. That's the big mistake. And why aren't they doing it? They are self-sabotaging themselves. They are afraid it may work. They are afraid it may not work. But more importantly, they listen to the negative mind that says, not me. They listen to the mind that says, you don't have the experience, the time, the education. All these successful people heard the same voice, and they said, shut up, I'm doing it anyway.
Yes, and you always have to ask yourself, what is the worst thing that could happen?
Yes.
I mean, really, it's not that bad. So you look like you have a little bit of egg on your face. It won't be the first time, won't be the last time.
Well, you know, there was a billionaire who told me one time, I mean, this is a billionaire, one of the most successful people on the planet, and he was in his 70s, And he said, I've learned something amazing and unforgettable from failure. And I leaned forward and said, What did you learn? And he said, nothing bad happens to you. He said, the world forgets and the world forgives. Most people, again, this is like paying attention to other people and what they say. Most people don't care. They're focused on their own lives. He said those failures were actually lessons. They gave him feedback. He knew what to do next. He knew what to not to do next, and he just proceeded. But his statement, nothing bad happens to you, lived with me. Because I kept thinking to myself, okay, what if I come out with music? What if I come out with another book? What if I come out with my own movie? Whatever it happens to be, and it bombs. And I kept thinking, nothing bad will happen to you. You just go on to the next thing. You learn from it. You take in the data. You process it. You might redirect your aim on whatever you're going to do next or where you're going, and you move forward. That's it.
Good advice. My next question is, you say in your book that your income is usually the average of the income of the five people closest to you, that they make up your financial environment. So let's play with that for a couple of minutes, Joe.
Yeah, no, that's an important insight. Most people have no idea that they're being influenced by the thoughts and behaviors of those that are very close to them. They are unconsciously absorbing their limitations and their beliefs, and those same people are absorbing yours. This is why it's very important to stop and reflect, who are the people that you're hanging around with the most? Who are you spending the most time with? The four or five people that are closest to you in your life, these could be family people, they could be friends, but more importantly, even the people you do business with, the people that you share ideas with. You look at all of their incomes and you look at yours, they're probably in the same vicinity. They're probably in the same period, about the same amount of money. If you want to break from that pack, you need to be in a different pack. This is why starting your own mastermind group, being in a mastermind group, being with people that are slightly more successful than you, and so forth, all of this can expand your mind. And this is easier than what most people can imagine, because I imagine some people are sitting there going, well, that's great, but I live in Idaho, and there's one other person in town who's read a book in the last 20 years.
Right.
You know,
and it was a sex
novel. There's ways around
this.
I'm in a library right now and surrounded by books. I mean, it's one of my offices here, one of my collections here, and that, in a way, is my mastermind. I look at all these different geniuses and these marketing masters, and I read about them to help elevate my own thinking. But on that everyday level, the people I'm hanging around, the people I'm spending my time with, are influencing me and I'm influencing them. If I'm not happy with my income level, my results, whatever it is that I'm looking for, it's time to be in another group or create another group so that I can expand and lift my thinking. But being aware of this is the first step, because most of us never even think about it.
You know, I talk to people occasionally who hang around the people that they hung around in high school.
Right.
And my heart goes out to them a little bit, because I think they're sometimes confusing loyalty and good friends with, you know, actually being around people who give you fabulous references.
Yes.
And there are times to hang out with people that, you know, you went to high school with or you were good friends with. But if you really want to make a lot of money and have different references, you have to seek out what Joe is talking about. And because I was poor in my life in my younger years, I made a very strong decision to make rich friends, you know, so I could think like they think, so I could see life from their perspective. And that has helped me tremendously in my life to literally be around people who are not only wealthy, but I mean wealthy in their mind, in their attitudes, in their generosity. So it's not just about money.
No, it's not at all. But I think if you're going for success, we have invisible barriers to success that are beliefs. And most of us don't know what those beliefs are. If you look around the people you are hanging around, they are visibly showing you what those beliefs are. I know that I had to separate myself from my family and friends in order for me to change my entire belief system. And I'm the only one in my family who has done that. I am the only one in my family who has this level of success. Everybody else, they have their wonderful, comfortable lives.